Egyptian authorities decided to close the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt for a number of days as of Thursday. The decision came 2 days ahead of the final round of the Egyptian presidential elections. Egyptian security officials said that the pedestrian terminal will be closed for maintenance and repairs work. However, Gazans say they are disappointed, as thousands of passengers will not be able to leave or enter Gaza.
As a Palestinian, I feel so sad when the Egyptian authorities closed the Rafah crossing, and especially this entrance, or this the only entrance for the Palestinians to outside Gaza.
In the past few days, Egyptian authorities at the crossing denied thousands of travelers from leaving Gaza. This comes as the Israeli siege on Gaza enters its sixth year. Under the ongoing blockade, the Egyptian-controlled Rafah crossing is the only terminal that bypasses Israel.
I think the Egyptian decision to close the Rafah crossing at this time is a precautionary measure, and it has something to do with the security situation ahead of the presidential elections in Egypt. Until now, the remnants of the old regime are still in control, so we have to wait and see if there are going to be changes regarding the siege policy and the crossing after the presidential elections.
Officials say among those who are waiting to cross are critically ill patients and those who need advanced medical attention outside the besieged territory. Meanwhile, students, businessmen, and those with visas and residences in Arab and Western countries will be affected.
We're calling on the Palestinian parties in order to end the internal conflict, to help to reopen Rafah crossing under the crossing agreement. Also, we are calling the Egyptian brothers in order to ease the conditions on Rafah crossings, mainly in this summer.
After the ouster of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in February last year, Egypt's new military rulers decided to ease the blockade and reopen the crossing for 6 days a week, 9 hours a day. After the Egyptian revolution, people here say that they were hoping to see the Rafah border crossing open all the time 24/7 and travel freely in both directions, since it is Gaza's only gateway to the outside world. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.